The 38th District in the Michigan Senate covers the majority of Upper Michigan, excluding Chippewa and Mackinac counties. The seat is being vacated by Republican Tom Casperson, who is term limited out. Coming up on WNMU's Media Meet, we'll hear from the two major party candidates that are seeking to represent the district in Lansing. We'll hear from Democrat Scott Dianda of Calumet and Republican Ed McBroom of Vulcan. So join us for a 38th District State Senate Candidate Forum coming up on Media Meet. Welcome to WNMU's Media Meet. I'm your host, Walt Lindela. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll hear from Ed McBroom, who is running in this race on the Republican ticket. But first, we're joined here in the studio by Democrat Scott Dianda. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Walt.
Let's start with some basic information. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for the Senate seat.
Sure. I'm Scott Dianda. I'm the state rep currently from the 110th District, originally from Calumet, lifelong resident. My family's been there since the 1870s. They were miners and loggers. And just, you know, I'm married to my wife, Debbie. We reside in Calumet. We've been in business since probably 1993. We had different stores in Calumet and now down in Houghton-Hancock area. So just a local boy that has decided to run for the 38th Senate to represent the people of the Upper Peninsula in a way that we're used to have people that are going to vote just for us and not about special interest and not about party politics.
All right, let's get into some issues. Let's start with roads. This is an issue that I know you've been working on in the state house, but they're considered to be in poor shape in many areas around the state. There was some recent maneuvering by the state legislature and the governor to address that. I guess my question for you is, do you agree what the legislators and the governor have done so far, or is there more that could be done?
Well, Walt, I don't agree what has happened in the past. I mean, 80% of us in Michigan said no to the gas tax and the registration license plate increases because we really, as a society, have to look at where we're spending our money. And when we looked at the increase, I could not support that legislative action to be able to tax the people of Michigan for about $600 million and not put the $600 million on the road surface and the bridges. I mean, $250 million went for debt, and that's why I could not support that package. But how are we going to get to a better road system? I worked 10 years for the Department of Transportation. I think that we have to have every nickel that's out there in the Department of Transportation budget, which is $5 billion. We need to make sure we're just focusing on roads and bridges, and we should look at that first and foremost. We really got to get back to the state constitution. It talks about three things: roads, public education, and taking care of our prisons. And I think that how we're going to move forward in the future is to look at systems that are going to be better than what we have currently.
Are there changes to any of the funding formulas that you would change or implement if you were elected?
Definitely. I would look at a formula that would be more for a use tax. I mean, we're going to start seeing a lot of changes in the future with autonomous vehicles. We're going to start seeing a lot more reductions in gas consumption and diesel because we're going to have a lot more smart technologies in these cars. We're seeing it currently. I mean, everybody's looking at having in the dashboard today a navigation system, so you're not running around anymore looking for the place that you're trying to get to. So I think we're going to have to really start looking at what we're going to do in the future to be able to put the dollars back into the road system. And I believe that there's some new technology that we should look at in looking at what Michigan Tech's doing for pavement and what we're trying to do for future products. We got to come up with something better. I think that, you know, in my eyes too, it just, when we look at the salt usage in Michigan, it's really destroying a lot of our bridge decks and it's taking its toll on our pavement.
So you're really talking about looking at sort of some differences in systems and how things are done.
That's correct, Walt. I just think that, you know, we have to be the car state and we have to be the future state in the country for transportation. And any dollar that we're spending has to be done very wisely because we cannot squander one red cent.
Jobs in the 38th District come from a mix of sources that includes logging and mining, as well as tourism, education, and state services. What are your thoughts about maintaining and increasing jobs in those sectors?
Well, in working with my partner, Sarah Kimbenzi here in Marquette, Our ideas are to make sure that everything that built the UP in our history is a part of our future. You know, responsible mineral extraction with our iron ore mine, with our new nickel mine, with the mines that we want to see in the West End or the Upper Peninsula with copper, we got to start looking at the autonomous vehicle discussion. We have to be a part of that in Michigan. Those systems are not going to go for research and development right to finish product. They're going to take the stuff that we have and we've been blessed with up here. And we start looking at that to increase those things. We're going to have to make sure that Michigan is open for business and open for capital investment. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Cleveland Cliffs, we're trying to compete with Minnesota. We got to make sure that we have a robust MEDC offer to them to be able to get them to come back and open up the Empire Mine. We got to make sure that the regulatory controls are safe and that we have a well-funded DEQ system. But we have to be able to have our natural resources along with our forest to be in a place where we can provide the new jobs of the future. I was just attended Michigan Tech. We just had an open house and we had people that came over from Finland, business developers. They're showing us what they're doing responsibly with their forest, with biofuels, with being able to use wood fiber like we're using for oil. We can make anything we want out of wood production pulp. Mm-hmm. And I think that we really got to start concentrating on those new products like sterile medical grade packaging. We got to start looking at fiber. If we're talking about being the car state, we can use a lot of the resins in the new manufacturing process of cars. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we got to start focusing on, the jobs of the future and where we're going to go as our natural resources are going to move us ahead in the state of Michigan.
We're talking with Scott Dayenda, who is running for the 38th State Senate seat as a Democrat. Scott, education is considered by many to be underfunded by the state legislature. Do you feel the funding formulas are adequate for K through 12?
I think they're very inadequate, and I think we can all agree that we're not putting enough money into the classrooms. And the funding levels have to be restored to where we were in the 80s. We have to have K through 12. Public education has to be funded with early childhood development. We have to focus on making sure that the per pupil amount is raised because it's not fair where it's at now. We cannot have and build a better society with having an underfunded asset of our public schools. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue in the state of Michigan to take one red cent out of our coffers to be able to pay for any private for-profit schools on the backs of our children. And I'm very much to the point where people have to understand one thing. Everybody has the same shot in life if they have a free public education. They could be the next president of the United States, or they could be the next person where he or she going to walk on the next planet. Mm-hmm. We have to get back to those things, and it's got to be back to the basics. It has to be funded. We have the money at $57 billion.
How about with higher education with the state's public universities, Michigan Tech and Houghton, Northern, of course, Lake State? These are areas that are major employers in the Upper Peninsula and in the district. What about the funding mechanisms and the formulas for them?
Well, I think that we can all agree on one thing. We, in the last 8 years, have watched in the House and Senate, along with the governor, move $4.5 billion worth of our tax money to a lot of corporate welfare. And I say that because, you know, when we look at the dollars that we put $600 million down into Detroit in the Red Wing Stadium to give Mr. Ilitch that carve out, I'm here to say I love hockey. We all agree on hockey in the UP, but that money would have been better spent to make sure that we had it into our community college and higher ed. Mm-hmm. We do have the money, but we have to get our priorities straight. To be able to use those billions of dollars for higher ed, we'll invest in our state. We'll have a workforce that's going to be here to attract the businesses that are wanting to come to Michigan. And we have to invest that in the broadband also to be able to have the connectivity across every rural area of Upper Michigan, because our kids in the rural areas should have the same opportunities as the metropolitan areas.
Let's talk a little bit more about young people in the district. They are leaving. They graduate from high school or they graduate from college. They leave. There isn't work. Why do you feel it's happening, and what would you do to elect, if elected, to address those issues?
I think that we got to look at all of the new industries in the future. I think that Michigan, especially in the UP, have to look at the new technology that is coming to Michigan. We have to look at the solar production for energy. We have to be a part of that new industry. We got to be able to train the younger people into those businesses of the future and start that entrepreneurship. And I think what you do with this is you attract them to stay in the state when they have the ability to have health care in the rural areas. When we're able to look at affordable housing, where you're not paying $300,000 in the city of Marquette for a home, we got to start looking at the ways to keep those people here. The younger people today have a different outlook. Maybe they don't want to own a car at $40,000, $50,000. Maybe they want to have more public transportation. And as a state, we have to start looking at who is going to be here, along with not just the younger people, but our seniors and veterans. How are we going to keep them in their homes? Those are opportunities of a new industry to be able to keep people in their homes also. Mm-hmm. And the healthcare is going to be something that is going to grow with our aging population. We can train people to take care of our seniors.
Well, I did want to also, with a few minutes left here, to talk about seniors. The flip side of the young people leaving is we are left with an aging population. What do you feel is good and bad with state-supported services, and what would you do to make changes?
I think what we got to do is make sure that there's an opportunity out there for the seniors to stay in their homes, where there's going to be a tax credit for them to be able to have the systems in their homes with bathrooms and making sure they got the areas that they can stay in their homes. Mm-hmm. I think we should look at that. And I think we should work with the next governor and the next legislature to repeal the pension tax, which has hurt this state and has driven a lot of seniors out. Mm-hmm. I think that's the other thing that we got to start looking at. The cost of living for not just the working folks in the state, but also for our seniors. And that's one thing that has really hurt was that pension tax. It's driven a lot of people out of the state, and we're losing out on that. And I think that when you look at the state of Michigan in total, we have to come up with, again, public transportation, rural health care, telehealth. They're going to be able to stay in their house. We got to have the rural broadband out there to be able to have the doctors and the people, the professionals, to be able to talk to those folks on a daily basis if needed.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left here before we're done with this segment. I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell the viewers and the listeners of the program why vote for Scott Dianda.
Well, I'll tell you what. Number one, I vote for the people when I go to Lansing. Number two, I've never missed a day's work. I've traveled over 600,000 back and forth from Calumet to Lansing. I have so much pride in being able to represent people that call me every day or send me a letter with their problems and their constituent problems. We take care of those things. And just having my wife and I am able to spend all of the time taking care of the issues of the Upper Peninsula. I can travel at a moment's notice, and I'm able to be able to work every day on their behalf. Mm-hmm. And I really have a strong opinion about where Michigan's going and where the Upper Peninsula is needing to go in the future. And I'm willing to carry that torch to make sure that people know that I'm there for them and Michigan is open for business and capital feels welcome, because we want to just not be here in this one area where we're going to be at the same population. We want to see things grow. I want people to be able to live here, grow here, prosper here, and stay here.
And if people want to find out more about your campaign, some more specifics on your platform on key issues, how do they find that out?
They can go to the web at scottdianda.com, or they can call me personally on my cell phone of 906-369-3338. I'm always available. Call me.
Well, I'm sorry, that's about all the time that we have for on this portion of the program. I would like to thank Democrat Scott Dianda of Calumet for joining us today. Now stay tuned. This 38th District State Senate candidate forum will continue in a moment with Ed McBroom, who's running as a Republican. That's coming up here on Media Meet.